how has it been to work with this new staff as, you know, the one coach that was held over?
Well, I mean, it's been outstanding so far. You never hope for change. Change is part of this business. But the group that Sean's established here with this coaching staff, everybody's been outstanding to work with. Great backgrounds, great history. A lot of different roles a lot of these guys have done, so it's really made it enjoyable for me moving forward.
What has been different from a coaching standpoint and in coaching with this staff and previous staff?
Well, I everybody's going to bring their own nuances to what they do, but to me, the nice thing right now about this staff, and again, it's early and we're building this thing going forward, but, you know, the backgrounds that, you know, the leadership group on this staff has is outstanding. You know, with Rick Dennison as the offensive coordinator, being a former special teams coach, Leslie Frazier being a former head coach, Sean starting and working his way through and really getting a great grasp and seeing all the different avenues of, for me, how special teams can really affect a game. To have the leadership of those guys, you know, is really outstanding because they're great sounding boards and they all bring that great background and knowledge of the whole team as opposed to just a particular phase. It's been great.
Danny, your special teams board has kind of turned over here the last couple of years. You know, I know Colt is back. You had him for a few games last year. You know, you got some vets that, you know, Coach brought in for you. Just maybe talk about that core group and how you feel that's coming together here early in the process.
It's, and we all know, the transition and changing and players, it's, I mean, that's part of this business. You know, you'd like to be able to really build something where you have a gradual progression of new in, we're able to, you know, those couple of true core guys as they age and they move either out because of age and or they develop as a position guy, you constantly have those guys behind them to be able to establish and take over those roles. So if you have great competition throughout the roster, it's really going to help you in my phase in terms of always having that next guy ready to step in. But to have Colt back, you know, to add a guy like Andre Holmes, to have Lorenzo and Humber back, bring in a couple young draft picks. I really feel good right now about where we're going. Now we got to develop it.
Danny, you mentioned transition. You've been through quite a good deal of that in your time here. What's it been like to now be on your third coaching staff?
I'm fortunate that I'm still here with my third coaching staff and haven't had to move. And I'm fortunate that with this group going forward, you know, we can get done what we're all hoping to get done for the great fans of the Buffalo Bills, you know, to establish a long-term, sustained, successful run of playoff-caliber football. So that transition's, it's always hard because you get close to people, your family gets close to people, but that's part of this business. It's the business we chose. But, again, I'm just so happy to still be here with Sean, with Brandon, with the Pagulas, hoping to get this thing where we all have that idea of what it is and where we're trying to get to.
And Danny, was it an honor for you that this time, I mean, the last time you were one of a few survivors, mm-hmm. this one you were kind of the lone survivor,
yeah.
at least on the football side of the transition. Was it, I don't know, a little bit not uncomfortable because you have a job, but
right.
was it odd to be the only guy?
You know, it's, I don't ever... Maybe the only time it was ever odd to me was when I went into the locker room and mine was the only name tag still on the locker. But again, I never looked at it that way. In my mind and the way I approach my job is I'm going to do the best job I possibly can. I'm not going to worry about anything else. And something good's going to happen. Fortunately, the good has been I've been able to stay here and not have to be uprooted. You know, opportunities present themselves in different ways. For me, the best opportunity for me was to stay here and to continue building on something that we've started. But now, hopefully, what we believe is we're really on the track of getting this thing where we want it to go.
Did Sean share anything with you when you met and he decided to keep you on? Like, did he give you a good reason as to, okay, everyone else is gone, but I want you?
Well, we've had a lot of discussions. I'd rather keep that private between the two of us you know, I think like anything, if you get like mindsets of how you envision this thing should look, I think if you talk to any member of the staff, you know, those conversations they had with Sean, I'd like to believe that it was based on we all have a singular vision of how we all think this thing needs to get to that point of what Sean thinks is what the Buffalo Bills should be as a football club.
Danny, when you look at the struggles that Carpenter had last year, what were they, and how do you was it him or was it the weather, or and how do you now, what do you see in Hauschka?
Well, I think it's a fine line, as we all know, in kicking the football. And, you know, there were different aspects on different kicks. So it wasn't all one particular item with Dan. It was one thing here, one thing in another game. And the cumulative effect of that is multiple misses. If it was one particular thing, we believe as coaches and as players, that's an easy correction. The wind, we all know that's something you got to deal with here in Buffalo. And we like to think of it as our own home field advantage. We are prepared for it. We're going to embrace it. We're going to love it. We're going to work in it. And we're going to use it to our advantage. As far as Steven goes, I was able to spend some time with Steven in Detroit in 2010. I had Jason Hansen, who was our kicker. He was injured in training camp. We were able to bring Steven in. And when we had to release Steven as we got to the regular season, there was no doubt in my mind that Steven had the skills and the ability, the mental and physical makeup to be a successful kicker in this league. And here we are 7 years later, and we've seen that.
He had some similar struggles in Seattle of late. Have you noticed anything that's different to him? I mean, the weather's relatively similar, except they get more rain.
Yeah. Well, we have complete confidence in Steven, and some of his things are a little bit different than Dan's, as we said. But with what we looked at and what we've had in terms of discussions with Steven, I mean, we feel great as an organization with Steven and his abilities to be an outstanding performer, both on PATs, field goals, and kickoffs here in Buffalo and the rest of our division going forward.
Danny, some of the people that you rely on for your units are going to be competing for jobs on defense or offense, you know, receiver, linebacker. How has Coach kind of communicated to you how that's going to play out? Do you have to wait to see how that plays out on those sides of the ball to know who you're going to have for, say, all four units? Or has he pretty much told you you're going to get whoever you feel you need to be effective?
Well, I think the key word you said there is we have people competing for a lot of different things. And if you want to get to where you want to be as a club, and I don't care what sport it is, but you better have great competition at every spot, because competition gives you flexibility. I don't know who I have until we're getting ready for that first game. There's so many things that can happen between now and then. So that competition, and the more bodies that we have that we can develop to plug into those roles, whatever they are, once they identify themselves as players and hear our openings, that's what we got to get done at this time. You know, as we've all seen, you may be counting on a guy now who you may think his role is defined as X, but between now and the opener, he jumps off as an offensive player or defensive player. Please don't, but an injury. So there's a lot of things yet to be played out. So, you know, in Sean's vision of this, we're going to play the best guys in every position to put us in a position to win football games. But we're going to do it smartly, where we're going to maximize their performance, whether it's a receiver, a running back, a linebacker, a safety. We want to get the best they have in their offense and defensive roles and their kicking game roles. We're not going to put somebody out there just to have him out there, even though he's really good, but he's playing a lot of other plays. So we're going to be smart in how we do it to put ourselves in the best position to win games.
Hey, Danny, besides Brandon Tate, with the punt return unit, who else are you interested in getting out there, seeing in the kick return and punt return?
Right. Well, I think yesterday is a great example. You know, we punted yesterday, and having the ability of guys like Micah Hyde, who has done true the primary return player in poor conditions in Green Bay. To have a young rookie coming in like T. White, who had great production at LSU, the more guys you have that ability, based on the course of the game, you know, if we'd have been playing a game yesterday, you'd have seen two, maybe even three guys on the field as a punt return group based on situation, because they all have great abilities to be able to handle the pressure. They've done it in big games, and a lot of times they've done it in poor environments weather-wise.
Hey, Danny, you, your assistants from last year were among those not brought back. How was that decision reached?
That Sean put the staff together. I mean, all the decisions on the staff from in every spot were Sean's decisions. We had great people last year. The people that worked with me, Eric Smith and Catherine Smith, both did outstanding jobs. Sean as the head coach, he has full parameters over the staff, and that's the decision he made. We brought in an outstanding young guy in Matthew Smiley, and, you know, I think we're going to be outstanding going forward.
Where do you see Austin, is it Recko?
Recko.
How do you see him fitting in?
Again, it's straight up competition. He had really good season at the University of Idaho. Can do a little bit of everything, which is really beneficial for us. You know, his primary responsibility here is competing for the punting job. But having that ability to kick off, to kick field goals, to be able to take some of that pressure off of Steven as he gets up there in years is going to be outstanding. But his primary goal is to compete with Colton. And ideally, we get that at every spot, to compete, to be the punter, or any other position here with the Buffalo Bills.
So how much are you communicating to Colton that his job might be up for grabs?
Well, I think Colton's bright enough to realize that everybody's job is up for grabs. Obviously here, but around the National Football League, you have to perform. And you're performing and you're competing not only against the guys that are sitting in that room today, you're competing against the guy that could be sitting in there tomorrow or 2 months from now. I mean, as we all know, this is a fluid thing. There's a full year where you're able to add talent to your roster. So you are always in competition for your job.
Danny, I know you mentioned Sean put the staff together. How much contact have you had with Catherine since she was let go and maybe?
Just a little bit. I'm not it may surprise you. I'm not the most outgoing guy in terms of keeping in touch. I'm in my bunker and I'm grinding and I'm working. But again, I couldn't have been happier with the job they did, and you know, I wish them all the luck. Everybody on the staff and everybody I've ever worked with, I hope they have nothing but good things going forward.
Coach, you're familiar with Reed. You know, mm-hmm. He's been here, he's been, you know, around. How has he kind of transitioned to the top role here as your long snapper this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing with Reed is just like we talked about on your first question, in terms of having people in-house that are growing and advancing, so your next guy isn't out on the street somewhere. He's in-house ready to go. You know, we were fortunate. We had Reed all throughout training camp last year and really liked him. With the NFL rules of being able to have 10 people on practice squad, that sort of gave us the ability to add a specialist. And in my mind, he was, of the people that I looked at and had worked with, he was the most next-ready guy, and at a position where, you know, Garrison had done an outstanding job. But like always, as you start getting up in years, you're always looking for that next possible guy, whether it be because, you know, you get old and your skills diminish and or contract and or whatever. But you know, to be able to spend time and work with him, we feel very confident about Reed's abilities going forward.